This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hello, quick note for today's episode. We made a little bit of a boo-boo. We accidentally said that this song was written after the American Revolution a few times, even though it was written after the War of 1812. And we eventually say the correct thing, but just so you know, we say the wrong thing the first few times. It's fine. Ignore it. We know. Don't tweet at us. Enjoy the show!
And the rockets ring clear, the bombs bursting in air, gale proof through the night, that a flag was still there.
This is now our ad music if we have an ad for this episode.
Oh, say does as the spangled banner wave.
Does it wave?
I just ate rotten hummus.
Rotten hummus?
Yeah, expiration date was long ago.
Wait, is the hummus that we ate downstairs rotten?
Oh, you ate some too?
What the fuck, man? You offered it to me.
Oh, maybe I did. It's like 2 years expired.
What?
It tasted good though, right?
Yeah.
It's probably fine.
Why did you... Why?
I thought you looked parched. I forgot it was rotten.
You thought that rotten hummus would quench my parchedness?
Yeah, it's a liquid.
No, it is not. Oh, my God.
Hummus... Listen, if you tried to bring hummus on... This. If you tried to bring 3.5 ounces of hummus on a plane, they would flag it. So it's a liquid.
That's not a requirement for what makes a liquid.
What is it?
I don't know. You can bring 3.5 ounces of a lot of shit that they would not allow on a plane.
Like what?
A hammer. I'm telling you, they'd be like, sorry.
A 3.5 ounce hammer.
Get that hammer down to 3 ounces.
That's a charm on a bracelet.
Correct. That does not fly through TSA.
Fun. Nice.
Oh, that wasn't intended.
It's time for
Touch
the TM.
Touch
the TM.
Hey!
Touch the TM.
Touch
the TM.
We should scream the hey every single time. Why don't we do that?
Hey!
Hey!
I meow!
Hey!
Your turn.
Listen! Hey! Listen! Hey!
Oh, you're being Navi!
Yeah.
From Ocarina of Time.
From The Thing.
It's
remember?
Like, hey! Listen!
That's better. Hi, I'm Demi at Digiweebe.
I'm Miel Brito.
Welcome to another episode of Punch Up
of the jam.
What do we do here, Miel?
Okay, it's a podcast where every week, every Thursday,
uh-huh.
We take a song.
Yeah.
We talk about it. We figure it out. We listen to it. We go line by line. We break it down.
Sure.
We try to understand what's happening in the song, what's good about it, what's bad about it, what's great about it. You get it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we take that knowledge. Well, actually, we already took it, and we made it into a song that we're going to give you the world premiere of in mm-hmm. about 35 minutes.
World premiere. 35 minutes. That's generous.
Is it? What is it usually?
Like
10?
An hour.
An hour?
Yeah.
Well, somewhere between 30 minutes and 4 hours.
Yeah. So stay tuned. You'll see.
There's going to be a really spicy song for you. And while we're here, actually, a lot of the fans still need a name for them. A lot of punchos.
Punchos. Yes. Absolutely.
A lot of punchos asking where they can hear these songs.
Oh, Puncho Libre. You can hear them all on our website.
Yes.
Punchupthejam.com.
Yes.
/jams.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're all there.
They're all on the site.
Honestly, and they're free.
Yeah, they're $0.
We're so nice.
We're foolish is what we are.
You know why else we're foolish?
Why?
Because we are attempting the unattemptable today.
Oh, it's not unattemptable.
Well, how long's it been? 100 years? No one's attempted it so far.
That's, I think, well, we'll get into the fact that someone kind of did. But should I play? I know that you wanted to hear the guest intro, even though we don't
of
have
course.
A guest.
Yes, please.
All right, we're going to play it anyway. You know him as the writer, the composer, the producer of the national anthem. Give it up for Francis Scott Key.
Okay, listen.
All right.
I know our motto here is don't fact check me,
don't
but he actually did not write the music.
I know. And as I said it, I was like, fuck. Okay.
Listen. Okay. This is crazy talk.
Let's get into what the national anthem is.
It's called the Star Spangled Banner.
Right. Sorry.
Which is, I guess, another name for the American flag. And I'd like to say at the top, we're not doing this song to kind of shoehorn in some aggressive political
beliefs.
Yes,
there's no... We're going to... our political beliefs on the matter are no secret. I don't think anyone would be surprised to hear what we think.
If you've seen our Twitters, you know what we think.
If you've listened to us say fuck certain people throughout this series, you sort of get it. We're not interested in that for this episode. We are specifically just talking about the song.
No, there's 100 podcasts that'll do that better than us.
Exactly.
What we're here to do is to talk about the music, the lyrics, and then we're going to make it better because, goddammit, we deserve a better anthem.
We deserve a better anthem. Better than this one.
It's not fair we have to stand up and take our hats off, or kneel, whatever you do, and listen to this song. How many times in your life? 5,000? A million?
Every time I go to a damn sports game, which, by the way, okay, I went to a Stars game recently.
Stars?
And, yeah, Dallas Stars.
Stars?
Stars.
What sport is that?
Hockey.
A hockey game in Texas?
I went to a hockey game in Los Angeles.
Oh.
Even worse.
Jesus, okay.
Anyway, I went to a Stars game recently, and they started doing the national anthem thing, and I was like, oh, shit, this is the first time I've heard the national anthem in, like, years. Am I going to stand? Am I going to kneel? What am I going to do? And then I was so caught off guard because the announcer was like, and here to present the national anthem, the Boy Scouts of blah, 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 who just recently lost their clubhouse in a fire. But they said it in a way that I was like, what? What? How is that the way you're saying this? It's like,
in a fire!
If you would like to donate to the Boy Scout Troop 139, you can go to blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, what the fuck?
I also want to catch that you thought as a spectator at a sports game, you are expected to kneel.
Yeah.
You just don't stand.
Sure.
Kneeling, I think, is for players.
Yeah, that's very true. I guess if I kneel, it's like I stand and then I have to, like, find a way to, like, fit myself in the seat.
Yeah, you're going to, like, really start a conversation between the three people that can see you.
Correct. And all of them will be like, oh, okay. All right. Whatever you want.
Yeah, is he, like, going to propose? What's happening down there?
I'm proposing to America.
Okay, so
I love that shit.
We know that the lyrics are written by Francis Scott Key.
Yes.
But actually, he originally wrote them for a poem called The Defense of Fort Mahenry.
Mahenry?
That must have said McHenry. I'm going to be honest, my notes somehow got garbled with code. So it's Fort half Mahenry. My notes and then like half HTML. So I may misread some things.
Great.
I can't be bothered to redo them. We have a podcast to tape.
Right.
But he wrote it in 1814. And at the time, he was actually a lawyer by trade and an amateur poet.
It's 204 years ago.
Is that really?
Yeah.
You're that good at math?
It's that good?
Wow, you like a mathematician? What are you doing at a podcast?
Have you seen A Beautiful Mind? That was me.
Oh my God, no, I haven't seen it. But is anything like that Crazy Town song, Beautiful?
Yes, it's exactly. Both of them are based on me.
I can't even say it. What's it called?
Beautiful Girl.
That's Sean Kingston. I was thinking of Come, Come, My Lady. It's Butterfly. It's not Beautiful.
Where? Already off to a great start.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Okay, the song, though. The song. And this is, like, first thing, first red flag. We haven't gotten into the song.
Mm-hmm.
Written by a Brit.
What?
It's a British song.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yes, it's a British song.
You can't.
It's the American national anthem that a guy wrote the poem to when we defeated the British, and yet we're singing a British fucking song.
And half of it is about, like, how much Britain's, like, it's like, sucks. Oh, very smart of you guys to fight us. Not.
Yeah, no, it was the let's see. It was like the kind of the theme song. I don't know how to describe it. Of a men's social club in London, and the song itself was called I can't even pronounce it. The Anacreontic. Anacreontic.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
This is the first time.
It was like a men's club, and it was the Anacreontic Society. This was the song they'd play at the beginning of each of their like gatherings.
I got a clip.
It's a little different. How it's different?
Yeah.
There's like some notes missing, some notes are changed.
This is like plagiarism.
Yes, right? It's crazy. So that song already had like some other lyrics.
Also, the fact that it's another song and then his own lyrics means that the national anthem is essentially a mashup.
That's what I was saying! It was a friend of his that was like, hey dude, your poem fits perfectly over this other
That's
song.
That's so dumb.
It's the OG mashup.
Fucking, we had girl talk for a national fucking anthem? People are getting mad just like, you must respect the sanctity of girl talk.
And also a British song!
Great.
Okay, here's the other crazy part. Do you know?
It's like if Fuck the Police was like entirely over police sirens.
Whoop, 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 whoop,
yeah,
whoop,
exactly.
Fuck the police. Right. Okay. Here's the thing that also blew my mind. This poem, again, written in 1814. This song, aka the poem set to this other song that already existed, the British theme song, wasn't even made our national anthem until 1931.
Really?
Yeah.
So, wait. Okay. So, years after all of this.
Over 100 years later.
And then they also kept the music the same?
Yeah, and here's the other thing. Correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't like all these battles and shit happening in like the mid to late 1770s?
Yeah.
So
the one that this is based off of, yes.
Yes, he didn't write the poem for 40 years after the fact. I don't understand. I read about it and I already don't understand. It's too confusing. That's the first problem with the song.
You gotta fix the history, America. Let's get it down to a 2-year period that this is taking place.
And then obviously we'll get into this now, I guess. The range of the song is 19 semitones.
That's like 2 full octaves, right?
It's like literally.
Oh wait, no.
Yeah, one octave, over. Huh. It's over 2 octaves.
Isn't one octave like 12 semitones?
No. Oh, semitones? Shit. I'm thinking of tones. It's like 7 notes.
Okay.
So I don't know. Is
let's say it's 12.
It's over an octave. Yeah, I can tell you that much.
That's dumb.
But it's incredibly difficult to sing. So to have a song that everyone's supposed to sing in unison that's incredibly difficult to sing.
Fucking crazy.
Choose an easy to sing song. You know what would have been great? A great national anthem, just off the top of my dome. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, everyone.
Or
that.
Fucking let me clear my throat like the na 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 na.
What are you singing?
Let me clear my throat. Na 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 na. You heard this song.
I didn't know that was called. I only know it from Bring It On.
Oh, well, it's the Bring It On song then.
Yes, it's
got
a great
like
example.
4 notes.
It's freaking nuts. And also, what's so funny to me is that until that point, until they had like the specific version that the president like commissioned musicians, like 5 musicians, to make like 1 standard version before they made it the official anthem, they got it to be that way from a petition. They got over 5 million signatures.
Wow.
People were like, I want this to be our anthem.
How do you spread how do you get 5 million signatures?
In the 1930s? Yeah. I do not know. But also, they had like a myriad of random songs that people considered a national anthem until that point.
That's great.
For the first like 150 years of this country, we were just like, I don't know. I personally like to sing, I even have them right here.
I'm going home to listen to all of those.
My Country, 'Tis of Thee.
That's, no joke, better song.
Easily better song. Hail Columbia. And what's so funny about My Country, 'Tis of Thee is that the melody is identical to God Save the Queen. Again, a very British song.
Like, America, we are not creative.
No, it's like we're actually our own country now. We're just going to use everything that you guys made and call it ours. Thank you. It's like,
hey,
the original
we like
Fuck
the colors
Jerry.
Of your flag and the fact that there are stripes. We're going to change it up a bit. It is the original Fuck Jerry.
It's the original Fuck Jerry.
Oh, our national anthem is an Instagram thief.
Okay.
Francis Scott Key.
I think that's all I want to say now. His brother-in-law, Judge Joseph Nicholson, saw that the words fit the melody and was the first one to suggest, hey, have you thought about singing it over that song? Oh, right. Okay, here, actually. I have more about the Anacreontic Society. It was an 18th century gentleman's club of amateur musicians in London.
Okay, so it's like the original Toto. Just a bunch of session musicians being like, just gonna get together and jam every so often. And then,
like, what's a super hard song we can play?
Yeah.
It's basically, it probably was like jazz at that time.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I had to say.
And then they probably were like, we're gonna make it the range so crazy that no one's gonna bother us and worry about singing this. And then Francis
Scott
Key.
I don't think they sang it. I don't think it was sung, was it?
Oh, no, because it was just music.
I think it was. I mean, honestly, there's so much to read about the anthem. If you wanna know more, just Google it yourself.
Yeah, we're not here to provide info.
That's not my job.
Yeah, let us make fun of this song.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's all I wanted to do.
Shall we?
Yeah.
We're only going to play the first verse that everyone knows, but we will talk about the rest of the lyrics because
there's so many verses.
There's
this song.
So many verses, and there's a reason that they stop like letting people sing them after the first one.
Oh yeah.
Because past that is that shit. Here we go. You know what? I'm just realizing. Should we just sing? Because I was listening to that, I was just like, there are going to be people just like, I'm listening to the national anthem in my car now. This is fucking weird.
Okay, yeah. Do we have like a pitch we're going to start on?
Too high? You start then.
I'd have to start so low to get the top.
Do it.
Okay, it's going to be like, Oh, say
can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming.
See, we're not doing any fun frills there.
No.
That's straightforward.
We don't need to show off.
Once you start putting licks in there, I'm off.
Right.
That's another thing about this song.
Jimi Hendrix.
It's too open to interpretation.
It is weirdly open to interpretation.
Yeah.
In trying to find a version for this podcast, I went through so many different versions of people just singing it in different ways, and I was like, oh, I'll grab Beyonce. We all love Beyonce. And then I was just like, she stretches out every note.
Oh, yeah. And she's probably like,
yep. And it's like beautiful for what it is. And when you're at a sporting event, that echo and like just seeing Beyonce, you're like, yeah, I really feel this. But you don't want to be in your car just listening to go, oh, say, can you see?
See?
Oh, say, can you? Oh, say, can you? Oh, say, can you?
Anyway. It's way too open to interpretation. I will say, the sporting event thing, actually on an episode of All Fantasy Everything, I did pick this as something that almost makes me cry. Because it does. In the right environment.
In the right environment.
It's powerful.
Yeah.
Outside of that environment.
Who cares?
It blows.
This song
honestly, sorry
blows.
You have to listen to
you
this.
You know what? I think Vince Staples said it best when he said the national anthem doesn't even slap.
It doesn't slap.
It doesn't.
And
it
I don't even know at the top. What they're talking about. This is like...
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming?
Okay, so the flag's still up.
It's basically saying, hey, can you see the thing that we were looking at last night?
Yeah. Hey, look, dude, it's morning now, and that thing we saw last night, I still see it.
Still up. Remember still how proud we were that it was there at twilight?
Again, like, this is gonna get me in some hot water. I will have you know, my family has been in America since, as far as I can trace it back, like 1600.
I don't like where
I'm
this
like,
is going.
I'm like an OG American, so I feel like I'm fucking allowed to shit on America a little bit.
Sure.
Because people try to be like, you're not an American. It's like, I'm probably more American than you. I'm probably more American than you. So fuck you, man. Sorry. I'm just a really diehard patriot.
Yeah, no, I love it.
I don't really understand the notion in general of... saluting to a piece of fabric.
It's weird, and
it's
it really
weird.
Is just kind of like we accept that this symbol is like, it's this is a symbol for everything of America.
Yeah.
And if you don't like this symbol, then you don't like.
But you know
I tweeted
what?
One time, I was just like, this is probably going to get me in some hot water, but let's be honest, the flag sucks. And
the
I mean
flag's
it.
Ugly.
It's poorly designed.
And this song's about the flag. This song's not even about the country. This song's about the flag.
I'm not talking about what it represents. I'm literally talking about the image of the flag. It is fucking ugly.
See, that's the fucking thing. My country, tis of thee. Or,
oh, beautiful,
for space.
That song is
skies.
Great.
It's describing America.
Yes.
This is describing a piece of fabric that at one point was just racist.
Yes.
Why
it
are we
kind
still
of,
hailing it?
It really doesn't even, like, we'll get into more of it. It doesn't really say, like, oh, the flag represents this country. It's just kind of like, this flag is great. And it waves over this country.
That's such a roundabout way of talking about this country.
Yes.
You know why this
Not really
great?
Talking about this country.
We got the Rocky Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Cascade Mountains.
Starbucks, every corner.
We got the Appalachian Mountains.
Correct.
We got the Sierra Nevada Mountains.
Name more mountains.
We got the Olympic Mountains.
Do we?
Yeah, I
do. Oh, okay. I don't know about
I can see them from my house.
Oh, right, because of Seattle. Sure.
Anyways,
Washington.
There's so many things up beyond mountains.
The thing is, because of when this song was made, it was probably just like, we don't know what America's going to be. Let's just get very basic with
they still
the only
have the
thing
geography.
We can all agree. They were just kind of like, we don't know what this is going to be. We want the song to represent all of America. What's American? It's like if we made an entire song that was just like about the eagle, like the idea of an eagle, like long wingspan, what a beak it's got. And we were just kind of like, gotta sleep that every fucking day.
But I would sing that more happily than this.
Sure.
The only time I'll sing this is if I'm alone at home trying to see how high I can sing.
What? What?
You don't do that?
No.
You don't just sing in your house to go, can I sing that?
Not the national anthem.
It's never like been a daydream of yours. Not like a fantasy by any means. Just like a thought that popped in your head, your imagination ran with. Where you're like, someone asked me to sing the Star Spangled Banner?
Yeah.
I wonder if I can.
I have thought that before, but I've also just been like, I've sung it before.
But like, trying to sing good?
No.
See, that's the part you'd be like,
that's when you get into the flourishes.
Yeah, because you're like, I gotta make it my own.
You're like, I can't be worse than Fergie. That's all I gotta do.
I mean, I don't know. Was it bad?
I didn't see it, but I remember the entire, like, all of Twitter just being like, this is crazy how bad she's doing.
Listen, and I didn't enjoy it.
All of the, like, every version of the national anthem that you can find on YouTube, the comments are like, Fergie must have come here to see how it's really done. I'm like, whoa.
I didn't enjoy it, but I respect that she tried to make something new out of something old and bad.
She tried to remix it?
Oh, it was not recognizable as a Star Spangled. No.
It was kind of like when Roseanne did it. Tonight's the night.
Yeah.
Let's live it up.
Shots! Okay, anyways. So we get so far that something happened last night. You weren't sure that you were going to wake up and see our flag still standing up there.
Yeah.
Let me guess, you were at battle at Fort McHenry? McHenry? Henry?
McHenry.
McHenry.
McHenry. Continuing, we go.
What's the, I forgot the key already. Shit. Okay. Who, I'll follow you.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous flight.
Fight.
Oh, fuck. All right, we'll start
you already
over.
Fucked him up.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Another problem with this song.
No one knows
the
words.
Lyrics are so hard.
Why don't, just four words.
Yeah.
America.
You know what's a great one?
I love you.
No, even better yet.
What?
Everybody clap your hands. That's the new national anthem.
Our national anthem should have dance steps to it.
Right?
You can't, here's the thing. If you want people not to kneel, you gotta give them something to do. Slide to the left. Slide to the right. Reverse, reverse. Can't now, do the crisscross on your knees.
No, and now think of 50 states.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona.
Why was that not the national anthem? Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas,
that's true.
California. We all learned it.
That's very true. That's okay. How I know. Like, whenever I have to think of a state, I'm just like, what comes after California, Colorado, Arizona,
yeah. Delaware, Florida, Georgia. Got it. Okay. Yeah. All right, sorry. From the top, me. Is this a good pitch? Who, me, ready? And a one, and a two.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight or the rampart.
Sorry, I need another take of that. Or,
wow.
Or
the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Or if you're any singer at a game, streaming.
Streaming.
Because they're like, oh, here comes the big part. I got to throw away all my easy runs now.
Yeah.
So I can focus on these pitches. Okay, what did we just say?
Or
I don't
the
know.
Ramp. Oh, first of all, or we should have updated that. As soon as we were like, this is the national anthem, make it over.
Or just, I don't, what's a rampart?
It's like.
Other than the Woody Harrelson movie about the corrupt LAPD.
No, that's it. Yeah.
It's Rampart Street.
Or the Woody Harrelson film. No, it's like, I think it's sort of like the barricade that soldiers hide behind in a war.
Okay, let's just assume that's true, because I don't feel like looking it up.
We don't fact check.
I don't really care.
Sure.
Okay, so whose broad stripes and bright stars? We're talking about the flag.
Right.
Through the perilous
the thing we
flag.
Hailed last night, the one whose broad stripes and bright stars through while we were fighting, we were watching it.
Yeah, and it just gallantly streamed.
Yeah.
Though, you know what? It didn't care how many men died, because it just kept moving.
I love the idea that, like, there's a fight going on. They're just like, hey, boys. Look at that flag up there, just
right.
Waving in the wind.
And also giving credit to a flag for continuing to wave.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you were gallant up there, sir. It's a fucking piece of fabric. I understand what it represents, and I mean no disrespect to that, but to an actual piece of fabric, it is wild
look,
to worship
as a
that.
First-generation American, let me just say that it's really fucked up what you're saying, and I actually love this country. So please don't tweet at me.
I come from a long line of veterans. Everyone in my family has been in the war.
Sure, I've been
war.
In a war, too. The war.
The war. Clearly, I'm telling the truth. The war.
Yeah, you pick one.
But, like...
Honestly, I stand a wavy legend. So
a wavy legend.
I love that flag.
Honestly, it's so gallant up there. Like, look
it
at
it. So gallant.
She's just like serving looks. Look at her.
Name a more gallant duo than the Stars and Stripes.
That is like some alt-right memes. You should tweet that and see who follows you. It won't be good.
No. Nope.
I also hate that like we can't be critical of anything country-wise without being accused of being, like, anti-America.
That's okay. So,
isn't
again,
that the point?
I know
isn't
we're
that what
not,
America was founded on, was
I
being
know
critical?
We're trying not to get political, but everybody does not like America. The problem is that some people don't like America, but they say they like America and then criticize specific things and be like, this is what sucks about America, but it's like, we still love it. And it's like, okay, but we're both criticizing America. Why are you allowed to
do
it?
And how do you
do
get
it?
Better if you don't do some self-reflection and
you
find areas
don't.
In which you're bad? Case in point. I don't know, systemic racism, immigration.
Meow. We're not getting into it.
You know what, though? It was the fucking kicker of that sentence.
Meow.
The national anthem.
Okay, back to... Yes, great.
I should be able to criticize the national anthem.
Yeah, the national anthem is not... Yeah.
I respect you.
I respect what it stands for, or whatever. It's a bad song.
Yeah, just like our money shouldn't be paper.
No.
Whose wise idea was that? That's burnable.
It was lazy.
You know what else can happen to paper? Rats can eat it.
They can?
Oh, they'll chew right through a stack of hundos
well,
in the back of your
really
closet.
It's not really like paper, is it?
I don't know. Have you ever made money? Don't say yes. You'll go to jail.
Oh, well then no.
I think money should be coins with holes in them on a necklace around your neck, and that's how much money you have.
Well, I would agree with that if it weren't for the fact that what happens when you have a lot of money?
You get a really sore neck. That's what happens.
Yeah.
And you have an armed guard with you all the time.
The richest people just are constantly wearing neck braces. Just like, oh, this is a sign of my opulence that I have a broken neck.
I mean, isn't that not too dissimilar from that one culture where they wear rings around their neck?
Very true.
That is a sign of opulence, right?
Yeah.
See? Ha! I'm just thinking like it's the 1400s again.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I don't know when that was invented. Anyways, I don't know what he's even talking about. I don't care because I can't really get that lit for a flag. I can't.
And it doesn't seem like they should be either if there's a fight going on.
Why not talk about the soldiers that are bravely fighting for this country and losing their lives? Why not talk about them? Why isn't this song about those people and not about the flag they were looking at?
Does Francis Scott Key even respect our troops?
I don't think he does.
I hate him now. All you Francis Scott Key stans can suck my dick. He's a bad guy.
Oh, dude, we're going to get doxxed for that.
Francis Scott Key stans? Yeah, that's
true.
He's got
the stans.
The Daughters of the American Revolution are going to be on our ass.
Okay, so the flag kept going even though you were fighting and you weren't sure who would win that fight.
Yep.
That's what we've said so far in like 50 words.
And then...
so many words. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
We're starting...
We keep changing the key every time. It's fine.
Good, because then we'll never sound bad. We'll sound like the voices of angels.
And
oh god, okay, ready?
Okay, you pick one.
No, that's fine, we'll do that. I'll just sing a falsetto. Okay, ready?
And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
No, you can't get there yet.
Oh, you just got me hyped for it.
I'm sorry, it's the runs.
It's the runs.
And now I get why people put runs in it.
I got the runs.
You have to put the runs in to make this interesting.
Yeah.
Because if you just sing it, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting, it sounds like a child song.
It does.
It sounds like playing Duck Duck Goose.
Like a Little League game where they bring out like someone's little sister and you're just like, oh, everyone just clap for Kelsey.
Oh, say, can you see?
Yeah, that's that good shit.
That's my kid. Sweetie, you're getting two Capri Suns after this.
Doing great.
What did we just sing?
And the rocket's red glare.
That makes me think of a dog dick. Makes me think of a dog dick.
Oh, you can't say red rocket.
You cannot say red
okay,
and rocket.
Okay, but I feel like that happened after the fact.
Dogs didn't have dicks pre-1814?
I don't think that we were talking about dog dicks by calling them red rockets.
You're telling me Francis Scott Key wasn't like, oh, look at old JoJo. That's
and the dog dick's red glare.
Just glare. The shine on that dog dick. The shine.
Now that's the Star Spangled Boner.
We did it.
We did it.
We matched it up.
All right, hit the end theme, baby.
Happy 5th of July. Okay.
Okay.
The rocket's right there.
The bombs bursting in air.
So that's just the sounds of war, people getting savagely murdered.
Was it? Because it's like, are we talking about fireworks?
No. We're talking about rockets.
I think we are.
No. We're talking about rockets intended to kill.
This is the 1776.
I can look it back up. It's going to take me a second, but it's
I'm just saying we didn't have like planes.
They were like, okay, I'll just Google it because it's actually interesting and I didn't bother writing it down.
All right, well, let's take a break while we Google this.
Oh, good idea. Don't come back yet. I'm not ready.
I'm not going to come back.
And we're back.
Hi, what did we find?
All right. They were called condoms. It's talking about it was dog dicks.
And the dog dicks.
Condoms. I lost it again. Okay.
Oh, goddamn.
I'm sorry. I lost it again. They're Congreve rockets. The Congreve rockets.
What are those?
It's a good question. I need to Google that also.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
I can't find a cohesive one source. The Congreve rocket. Congreve. Who knows how to say this word?
I don't know.
All right. The Congreve rocket, I don't know. Who cares? Was a British military weapon designed and developed by Sir William Congreve.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were using those.
It kind of
looks like a big old bottle rocket.
I literally assumed that it was fireworks they were talking about. And then why are they having fireworks that they're...
My understanding of fireworks in American culture is that we use them to emulate the sounds of war. We use them at like Memorial Day and 4th of July. But what's crazy to me is that if it's supposed to be all about respecting our veterans... and you're shooting off things that make it sound like they're in war again, and God knows how many of them have PTSD.
Yeah.
That feels pretty disrespectful.
Sure.
What a fun thing for people that don't have serious traumas attached to those sounds.
I mean, big ups to William Congreve, who really just got in on the ground floor. Rocket sounds.
But they were meant to hurt.
No, yeah.
Okay.
And then everyone was like, what if we made them fun?
What if we had, like, fun ones.
Though. That is a bummer. I'm still shooting off fireworks.
Imagine though. If we like shot guns into the air on the 4th of July.
Imagine.
Do people do that?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Dirty South.
You're from Texas.
I am from Texas.
People are just like,
I mean, not around me, but if you go out into like the woods somewhere, people will do that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
America's wild.
America's buck.
We should have a purge.
No. Neil, stop. Every time I talk about America, you're like, we should have a purge.
It sounds like a good idea.
No.
Okay. The rocket's red glare is referring to the actual weapon. The bombs bursting in air, I'm assuming, is like a cannon or a bomb. I mean, honestly, I don't care. I'm not going to look this up. I'm sure there's answers. But they're weapons. He's describing the weapons of war. And they gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
So these rockets are going off, and this guy's just like, ah, the rocket. Ooh, that flag is still there.
Because they're illuminating the night sky.
Yeah.
I see. I was like, I'm sorry, were they like in cahoots with the flag? I don't understand how this makes any sense.
I guess it is just sort of, oh, wow.
The explosions in the sky and on the ground are creating light enough that I can see the flag
still
standing.
The band explosions in the sky is creating light. So that we can see that.
You know, the ones that scored the Friday Night Lights.
Yes. Friday Night Lights is what they're creating.
Friday Night Lights, the rocket's red glare.
Wow, we did it.
In my mind, though, it is talking about the dog dick.
Great. Can't wait to put this in the show notes.
Okay, sorry.
Today on Punch of the Jam, we talk about dog dicks.
So far, he's given us, like, over 10,000 words, and all he said is like, hey, you remember that time?
Wait, what? I'm sorry, what?
About 200,000 words so far.
Okay, it's maybe been 50.
And all he has said is like, hey, remember that time there was that fight, and like the flag stayed flying?
Yeah.
And then like, and when the fight was happening, like I looked and I like saw it, and I was like, still there,
I love that they gave proof, like, haha, I told you.
Like him and his
Todd,
buddy.
Todd, fuck you, man. You thought it was gone?
Him and his, like, friend that's been dead for 20 minutes. He's like, ah, you fucker, you owe me 20 bucks.
Is it still there? And he's like, hey, Britain. And then they shoot off a rocket. It's like, I told you, still there.
Jesus Christ.
Still there.
It's like, that's the silver lining to every rocket coming in that I think may kill me.
You owe me a full dollar.
$1, which is worth $10,000.
Exactly.
Okay, are we ready to do the next part?
Mm-hmm. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave.
God, we were bored to sing.
Really?
I don't know why we're doing this podcast.
Yeah, let's stop after this.
Okay, cool.
Oh, the land of the free. Of the
brave.
Wow.
Play ball!
Shoot off those Blue Angel rockets! Wait, those are planes.
They're planes.
Damn.
We're so dumb.
We don't know what happens at sporting games.
Listen, here's our life. Comedy,
mm-hmm.
consumption of media.
Correct.
Which is in a way work.
Yeah, and there's like baseball games and movies, so we've seen it.
Concerts.
Sure.
I know those.
Yeah. We should sing the national anthem every time we do a podcast. That should be a thing that
we have
to do. It's a
warm-up ritual.
Yeah. This is like a sport for us.
I would be genuinely down to do that if the song didn't blow.
Look, it's fine. I made a butter. We'll have a new national anthem as soon as I'm done. I'll submit the petition.
I cannot wait to hear what you did.
Listeners, punchos, I'm going to need you to...
Listen up, punchos.
Okay, punchos, we're going to need you to
Roosevelt.
Go to change.org/punchupthejamanthem.
I think
not
it was,
a URL.
I think it was when Woodrow Wilson was president. I could be wrong.
Oh, really?
In 1931? Anyway, it doesn't matter. Whoever the hell it was, they only got 5 million signatures. We can get 10 million.
Yeah.
Let's get 10 million signatures to change the national anthem.
The original national anthem can get 5 million signatures. How many can we get for our troops?
And it's written by a black man with the help of a white woman.
Correct.
Hey-o.
Yes.
We're kind of doing it.
Diaspora. I just said a phrase. Okay, let's talk about what that is.
What did you just say? Okay, okay.
Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Or the land of the free and the home of the brave?
That's clearly not the end.
It's a question.
How did we end the song on the question that's like, hey, wait a second.
Because
a rocket hasn't gone off in a while. Is that flag still? Oh, it is. Okay.
Say, is it still there?
It
over
is.
The land of the free and the home of the brave?
Okay.
Hmm.
Oh, you know what?
Play ball.
I'm just realizing, I don't think he wrote it. I think he wrote it over the War of 1812. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I don't care. My history teacher, I didn't like, so I didn't pay attention. No
That's
offense.
Fair. I like my history teacher, but also that was a long time ago.
Over 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Demi's Benjamin Button.
It was just when Rugrats ended. I am Benjamin Button. Miel, don't die! Die off. You cannot die while we're talking about the national anthem. That is disgraceful.
It's all my veteran grandparents possessing me.
Like, stop talking about
the national
stop
anthem.
Talking about my favorite song.
Okay, I just don't feel like the whole. I mean, he took how many lines here? 10? Just to be like, is that flag waving? Oh,
you
it is. Oh, it is. Is it still waving? Oh, no, it still is. Oh, look, it's still waving. Wow,
yeah.
That's crazy. That's
yeah.
essentially the poem.
All while there's a war going on, he's just kind of like, that's not important. I'm really talking about this flag.
No, that's the person that, like, if he, I think he was captive when this war was happening or
oh,
something.
Really?
I skimmed it. Don't fact check me. But,
yeah.
Like,
we're not here to talk about Francis.
I feel like if you're that into the flag, you're probably dying in the battle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
It's a miracle he made it out if he's just like, wow, look at that thing.
Yeah.
So many stripes. And it's waving so gallantly.
And at what point, and this is probably so offensive, but I don't care. At what point can you talk about an inanimate object so lovingly that it starts to turn into like, wait, do you want to have sex with that?
Oh, fetishizing?
Yeah.
It's like, you get one verse.
Right? But how many did he write? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Oh, and they added one for the Civil War.
Huh?
Yeah, they have an additional Civil War period lyric.
Uh-uh.
In indignation over the start of the American Civil War, a fifth stanza in 1861. Which appeared in songbooks of the era.
Oh, boy.
So you had to know somebody that could play piano so you could even listen to it.
That's dumb.
That's why everyone knew how to play piano back in the day. It was the only way you could listen to music.
Yeah.
Was buying the sheet music and playing it.
Ugh.
Isn't that crazy?
That sucks.
How
just imagine being
come?
Like, I don't want to learn music. It's like, well, you're not going to listen to the songs you like unless you can.
I know. I mean, I think that's literally in the last three generations that's changed.
Wow. Thank God for the iPod.
I honestly, I'm a little bummed. I want to be able to sight read. That'd be tight.
Yeah. But I think other things would go at the expense of that.
Yeah, like my time.
Sure.
I'd be a really good piano player,
mm-hmm.
and I wouldn't be good at anything else.
But you'd also, like, not be able to listen to music on the go? Unless you're driving in your car, you have, like, a little tiny piano, like...
I'm driving and playing piano at the same time.
Yeah, because you want to hear that.
Because cars still got invented.
Yes, we invent cars, but we never invent any other form of listening to music.
Totally. I had to bring my gramophone in the back
yep.
of the car. Okay, so then I think we should briefly touch on the music here, which we really skipped because we were just doing such an incredible job performing it.
Right, we were really nailing it.
Which, by the way, if you guys are wondering, Demi and I unsigned as far as like record labels go.
So open.
So any A&R guys that are listening to this podcast, like hit us up.
Def
touch up the jam at gmail.com.
Capitol Records, Rockefeller. You know,
let me know.
Death Row, anyone.
Honestly, we're beggars. We can't be choosers.
Shug, if you get out of jail and you hear this.
So I feel like it started off pretty tame with the like, oh, say, can you see? Oh, mm-hmm. All right, okay. But then the second we get to the, mm-hmm. and the rocket's red glare, it's like the gloves just came off.
Yeah.
We're ready to fucking play. And then give proof. It's like a sense of false security. You're like, we're going back down. I'm okay. I hit that note. And then they're like, no, no, no.
Even just in the second, like, going upwards, like, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in. It's like, we're not going that high
no,
again.
No, that was your peak there. And you think that that's going to be your peak of the song until that penultimate line. Say does that starts being a banner, yeah, wave. Okay, we're fine, we're fine, we're fine.
Yeah.
Or the land of the free. It's
going back up
so
there.
Fucking
same
high.
Same note.
It's so high. You made me think we were safe. I thought I could sing this at chest volume until you did that to me, and now I have a vocal note.
This isn't even, like, fun anymore. It should be way more jaunty.
Yeah, it's like, it's way too technical to
and
be able to enjoy.
And the rocket's red glare, the little bursting in air,
yeah.
gave fruit through
the
night that our
flag
was still
there.
Oh, say then you saw a single banner yet wave
over
the land
of
the
free
and
the
home
of
the
brave. There you go.
So fun.
Boom.
Wow.
Put it on like a normal fucking beat.
Absolutely. Can we get like a boom, 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 boom.
Listen. Seeing you get rich.
Jason Derulo. Francis Scott Key.
We should pretend that he's saying it too.
Oh, god damn.
He gets way too much credit for being an amateur poet. This poem isn't even good.
It's really not.
Why don't we get like.
And it's about a flag.
Melissa and Olivia to punch this up.
Who?
Write a better poem. You don't know those chicks, those great poets? Oh, they're so good. They're my favorite poets. I follow
Are
on
these
Twitter.
Your nieces?
No, they're these two great poets. They're friends. They're on Twitter, and they're both amazing.
Oh, just referring to them by their first name, I was like, what?
Who? Well, the truth is I can't remember. I think her name's Olivia Gatwood, and I don't remember Melissa's last name.
That's
But
funny.
They're amazing.
Well,
and
shout out
honestly,
to Melissa and Olivia.
They could write a poem way better than this that would be far more indicative of America and the cultural melting pot that it is.
Okay, you know what? If you can write a better poem about a flag on Twitter, tweet it at us. Even just like within the 280 characters, because I think anyone can tweet anything better than this.
Can we open it up to not just the flag, but America?
Yes, write a better poem about America that can be set to a just the same national anthem if you want. But still, write a better poem and we'll retweet them.
Yes, please, God, thank you.
I believe all of you can do better than this. I'm sorry, Francis.
Honestly, 4th of July is next week. Mm-hmm. So get it on Twitter now.
That's right.
So we can reshare it and maybe, I don't know, if Demi's version doesn't go so well, we can have some alternates.
Look, we're going to read, the national anthem is going to be changed by us. And, you know, if you want your verses in there.
Be sure to hit us up on
Twitter.
Hit us up. Honestly, I would take it.
I absolutely
would. There's no way it wouldn't be better than this.
No.
Even give me some milk and honey shit. Be like, this flag, my legs. The pole, his dick.
This flag, my legs, his pole, his pole.
And now you're singing Keyless.
Oh, sorry.
Or no, who's singing My Neck, My Back?
Oh, yeah, that's Kia.
Kia. You're singing
my
Kia.
My neck, my flag. Oh, America is whack. My neck, my flag.
Cops are mostly bad. I'm just kidding.
First, you gotta put the troops into it. Anyway, let's just read the.
We're offending so many people.
No, we're not.
We're not, right?
We didn't say the troops are bad.
I did say cops are bad, but I was kidding.
That's an opinion.
It's my opinion.
It's her opinion.
You can't fact check that.
It's also my opinion. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
We're not telling you what to believe. Let's read the rest of these lines.
Let's read the rest of the lines. Do you want to, you do one verse, I'll do one verse?
Sure.
Great.
On the shore dimly seen through the mists of the deep. Where the foe's haughty host in dread silent reposes.
That sounds like a villain's lair, but okay.
Absolutely. So it's basically like off of the coast, looking through the mist, where we are, like where basically people have been fighting and
yeah,
I think
this is
people
the
are
second,
dead.
This is the second Pirates of the Caribbean I saw this one.
Absolutely. Yes. You better start believing in ghost stories, Mr. Turner, because you're in one.
Okay, and then, wait, do you want me to read the next line or the next whole one?
Just the next, like, what is the...
Okay, so alternate lines?
Yeah.
Okay. What is that which the breeze o'er the towering steep as it fitfully blows, half conceals, half discloses? Doesn't rhyme!
No.
Doesn't rhyme.
It rhymes with the previous... They, like, just messed up the... Oh, wait, no, they didn't. It's the same rhyme scheme. It's just we're reading it weird. Should we just read it all again?
Sure, go.
Okay. On the shore dimly seen through the mists of the deep where the foe's haughty host in dread silent repose... Sorry. On the shore dimly seen...
You can't even read
No, I can't. On the shore dimly seen, through the mists of the deep, where the foe's haughty host in dread silence reposes. What is that which the breeze o'er the towering steep, as it fitfully blows, half conceals, half discloses?
That does not fit as well as the other verse.
No.
That doesn't really fit at all.
No, and it's also basically just like, this is four lines that are just talking about like, so there we were on the shore.
It was misty. I couldn't totally see
couldn't
the enemies.
See shit. There's some dead people around us.
Also,
it was
have
very
you
quiet.
Seen Davy Jones's locker?
Yes. It's Pirates of the Caribbean shit happening.
Yeah.
Wait, what is that in the distance? In the breeze?
Uh-oh.
It's so high up.
Wait a second.
And
could
as
it be?
As it blows, you can kind of see half of it.
No.
And half of it you can't see.
Let me guess. Is it spangled with stars?
It sure is, as it goes on to say.
No, it can't. No, I don't know how this part goes. Now it catches the gleam of the morning's first beam. In full glory reflected now shines in the stream. What? What stream? I thought you were on the ocean.
Yep.
Is he pissing? He's looking through his piss?
It shines in my piss.
'Tis the star-spangled banner. Oh, long may it wave. The syllables don't work. Or the land. Oh, it's the same. Oh,
yeah,
the
last line of all of these stanzas is the same.
This really feels like a nursery rhyme that's not very well written.
Yep.
And again, he's like, okay, so the first one's the battlefield fight. But guess what? Flag stood up. Next one, we're on the ocean. Guess what? The flag stood up.
Flag
I mean, this is
stood
like,
up.
Where in the world is Carmen San Diego for the flag? That's what we're doing right now.
It's area codes for the flag. We're all the different places the flag has been.
Okay, let's get to this next one quick.
Wait, okay.
Oh, wait, do you have something else you want to say?
I'm just trying to still make sense of all of this. So as a fifth fleet, okay, now it catches the gleam of the sunlight in full glory reflected. Now it shines in the ocean. Oh shit, it's the flag.
It's the flag.
It's the flag. It's back. Okay, the next verse. And where is that band who so vauntingly swore that the havoc of war and the battle's confusion, a home and a country should leave us no more. Their blood has washed out their foul footsteps' pollution.
Jesus.
So it's basically, this is basically saying, oh, where are all those people who told us that war would like really fuck us up? Oh, what's that? They're dead?
They're dead.
Oh.
He's like describing the first scene of Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
Except that he's making fun of all the people that are dead.
Absolutely. And he's like still using flowery language to be like, war is hell. It's just like, those people, who are those people who like swore on their own lives that the havoc of war would tear us up? Oh, they're bleeding all over my feet.
Also, of all the wars, and again, this is controversial, but of all of the wars that I am aware of, I just don't feel like the British and American, like, the British were being unfair, but there wasn't, like, so much intolerable cruelty, at least that I'm aware of, that would justify the language of their blood has washed out their foul footstep pollution.
It was business shit. They were just like, I hate these taxes.
Right, you're being unkind to us, we don't want to be, like, run by you anymore. Yeah. But it wasn't, like, the fucking Civil War.
Their foul footsteps pollution. Basically, it's like, oh, all their blood has wiped away the footsteps they left on our land.
Their nasty little feet.
Their little feet. They walk so low.
Hey, boo, too big for your goddamn feet.
Them Brits too big for their goddamn feet.
Like, Jesus Christ, that's aggressive language. Yeah. Okay, I don't want to sing this next part.
Okay, I'll do it again. No refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave. And the star-spangled banner in triumph doth wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. This is the only verse where every line rhymes.
That's your first comment.
That is my first comment. Yeah, okay. I feel like, yeah, there's a lot of slave talk in this song. Another reason we should kind of fix it.
He also is saying that no matter what, they're going to die.
Yeah, there's no refuge for any of the people that you have hired or the slaves that you have forced to fight from the terror of us killing you or the gloom of you eventually dying.
Holy shit.
Basically, it's saying, hey, Britain, you know all those slaves you got, all the mercenaries you've hired? Fuck them. We're killing them all.
Holy shit, dude.
And the flag is still going over all of their bodies.
The people that are fighting against their will, their foul footsteps will be washed out by their blood too!
Sure thing.
What a horrible thing to say! I read something, there's a couple different reads on it. One British historian says the words hireling and slave allude to the thousands of ex-slaves in the British ranks who had been liberated by the British and then demanded to be placed in the battle line, quote, where they might expect to meet their former masters.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
They'd be like fighting alongside. Yeah.
Wait. Oh my God. I thought you meant former masters in like they have died. It's like they're going to be killed. Like.
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it was both.
That's fucked
up. If they liberated them, then to just say, now you got to go to war. Hey, they're not really free at all.
Yeah.
They're just now having to fight instead of like clean your house wherever you had them doing. Which is, I would venture, probably worse. I don't know.
Yeah.
Others have suggested that Key may have intended the phrase as a reference to the British Navy's practice of impressment, a.k.a. kidnapping sailors and forcing them to fight.
The thing is, it doesn't really have a line to stand. If it's like trying to be like, well, Britain has slaves, so that's their bad. It doesn't really hold any water as soon as we get to the next line.
Well, last thing I'll say, it could have been kind of a metaphor for the British invading force as a whole, which used a lot of mercenaries.
Right.
So they had a ton of, like, hire for fight people. So it's hard to say if they were referring to, like, slaves in the way America knows slaves, or if they were just, like, catching sailors and being like, you gotta fight for us, the crown calls on you, or if they were paying people to fight for them. I don't really know.
It is kind of just like, now this might be political. Those are the only two people that fight in wars. Like, people who were chosen to fight or people who were forced to fight.
I don't think that's true.
Well, it's like there's a draft or there are people who go join.
Nah. No? I know a lot of my family joined the army voluntarily.
But I'm saying that's voluntarily is essentially a hireling.
Well, I mean, yes and no. I don't think everyone has joined the army in the history of the army for money. I think a lot of people do it for the valor of their country to feel like they're doing something.
I guess that would be the difference in, yeah.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's a choice.
Volunteer hirelings.
Yeah, that's a choice. You have a choice. That's sure the difference. Is. To yes. be like, hey, I'm going to give you, you know, $50,000, but you probably will die. So it's basically for your family. It's like a life insurance claim.
Right.
That's very different than being like, I don't have to, but I want to go defend my country.
Yeah.
So I don't know exactly what it's referring to, but in any case, I don't love hearing the words hireling and slave sung in a joyful way.
I kind of like it. It's like, if you're going to say slave, give it some zazz.
How?
Hiring and slave.
Slave.
I mean, make it like no one complained when Britney says I'm a slave for you. It's because she adds some flair.
I mean,
are we hiring for you?
What's the general consensus on using the word slave in like modern conversation?
I don't think there is a general consensus. It's like a lot of context, but I do feel like if you can use a different word, maybe do.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's like, there's a reason you chose the word slave, like even just to conjure up the image of actual slaves. And then I'm like, well, make sure you're doing that for a good reason.
Is there ever a good reason?
No, it's kind of like when people say, like, it's a lynch mob. I'm like, pick a different thing.
Oh, yeah, maybe don't use that one so much. People got to use their words better.
We got to work on our diction.
We accidentally got political again.
No, that's just grammar. I think people should be better at choosing words.
Same. Honestly, yeah. I'm trying to say honestly less.
Honestly, I don't think you should.
I say honestly as much as most people say like.
You know what's fun is in doing a podcast, you start to realize the things that you say a lot.
Oh, I know.
And while we're editing them, I'm just like, wow, I slur every other sentence I ever say.
Oh my God, me too.
It's fine.
My tongue's too short for my mouth.
My tongue's too big.
No way.
Lady.
Stick your tongue out.
I was kidding.
Oh. Oh, guys, it's big. It's a big tongue.
I'm not cutting that out.
Okay, the next verse.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
Oh, thus be it ever when freedmen should... Wait.
When
oh.
Freeman. Freeman. Freeman.
Oh, Morgan Freeman. Oh, thus be it ever when... Wow. Oh, thus be it ever when freemen shall stand between their loved homes and the war's desolation. Blessed with victory and peace. blessed with victory and peace. May the heaven rescued land praise the power that hath made and preserved us a nation. Then conquer we must when our cause it is just. And this be our motto, in God is our trust. And the Spar-Spangled banner in triumph shall wave.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about any of that.
This is maybe the verse that I have the most, well, besides the slave thing, that I have the most problem with.
Why?
Okay, so they have that hireling and slave thing, and then they go, oh, thus be it ever, when freemen shall stand between their loved homes and, dead people of war. So it's like, oh, you know, all those slaves that are free now and sort of survived, you're blessed with victory and peace whenever it happens, thanks to God. And then it
no,
also...
No, I don't think that they are saying the slaves are included in that. I think that's why they're specifying freemen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think
the slaves that were
free. If the slaves survived the war, I think they go right back into slavery.
Of course.
If they're referring to slaves in the context that we're assuming we are.
Yeah.
If they're referring to people they, stole, I mean, I assume they're going to keep having them stolen. They're going to be like, okay, no, go home. Like,
yeah.
I can't imagine
I don't think this is like a, look, if you win your freedom.
So he goes out of his way to specify, the people that volunteered for this war, you get to go home between your loved homes. I don't understand this.
But when freemen shall stand between their loved homes and the war's desolation.
So after the war's over.
Yes.
Okay, and they're back at home, blessed with victory and peace, and in their rescued land.
Yeah, praise the power that made and preserved us a nation. So basically, thank God that we won. We were rescued by heaven, and let's praise him for doing so. And then, this is the line that I'm like, what? Then conquer we must, when our cause is just.
And so this is our motto in God. Oh my God!
It's not the God thing, it's the...
No, it's a justification.
Yes, but also saying, then conquer we must, is in like, so whenever we have to, we will do a war, whenever it's justified.
To who?
It's literally saying, because we've won, we have to do this whenever we decide that it is just.
Oh,
and it doesn't really give a justification
God.
Other than we won, and you know there's war's desolation.
No, well, God
so now
must
it's
be on our
duty.
Side because we won.
Yeah, so now it's like we're soldiers of God. We basically have to go to war whenever we've decided that it's just.
I have no
don't declare what that just means.
I have no qualms with people that choose to practice organized religion. I
sure.
really don't. I think if you find something you love, that's beautiful and that's amazing. And I do not have any disrespect towards that. However, when you start saying shit like soldiers of God, every bone in my body hurts.
Yeah. It is. It's a very, you start seeing like images of cultery.
Yeah, it feels like a hair away from cults.
I don't think that's a big thing with a lot of organized religions. Like the idea of being a soldier, like a mercenary for God, I think a lot of people agree that like that's some haughty shit you're going to put on yourself.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, you can't, it's really hard to take too much issue with like people trying to spread what they believe is the word of God with sure. other cultures. Because you're like, well, if you think that's true, you're like, and you're actually trying to save people, then your heart's in the right place,
right.
even if politically this is kind
of
damaging.
The idea of what you're doing is great.
But to say, I'm going to murder whoever I want and wipe out whole countries if I think I should.
It is the war aspect of it that I'm like, oh, okay, come on now,
I mean,
Francis.
That's a dictatorship written into the national anthem.
Yeah.
That's wild!
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I'm learning that right now.
Well?
I knew about the slave stuff because it's like kind of talked about, but just to be like, hey guys, God's on our side now, so I guess we can conquer whoever the fuck we want for whatever reason we want.
When we decide.
I can't believe we didn't conquer more people.
We probably tried.
Oh, you think? There's like some hidden war agendas that didn't go well for us?
No, I just mean like, I bet that like in the history of America, there have been times where it's like, we'd love this or else we might have to go to war. And then people are just kind of like, yeah, we don't want that. All right, we'll trade with you or whatever.
I will say in defense of the Star Spangled Banner a little bit.
It's time to defend it.
Well, the verse they added for the Civil War there's so
1861.
Much. Yeah, there's so much, just literally, look at my phone. It's just full of HTML code.
It's
I don't
good.
Know
I
how
got
this
it.
Happened.
When our land is illuminated with liberty, smile. If a foe from within strike a blow at her glory, down, down with the traitor that dares to defile the flag of her stars and the page of her story. By the millions unchained who our birthright have gained, we will keep her bright blazon forever unstained, and the star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave while our while the land of the free is the home of the brave.
That's a good verse, right?
It's a good verse, but I do feel like...
I mean, am I reading that wrong?
No, it's good. It's just going back to being about the flag specifically, so I think it's very funny.
True. Like, even if it's like politically correct, it's still ultimately a song about...
It's about the flag. And also, is it politically correct?
I don't know. I interpreted that verse, that last verse, to say, like, the millions unchained being former slaves
yeah,
who now deserve the same rights as us.
Gained.
Which is, like, kind of,
oh,
like...
Oh, okay, who have gained our birth. Yeah.
I mean, that was my understanding, but also, like, they didn't fully for a very long time, and maybe in some ways still haven't. So I don't know if you can really sing that so proudly.
Well, a lot of this I don't want to sing at all, if I'm being
right?
real.
That's the biggest problem, is it? Who wants to sing this song?
We very specifically... Cut it down to the part that we were like, no one has a problem with, you know, the flag. We can all agree that the flag's good. And then you get to the Rockets part and you're just kind of like, oh.
Dog what? Dicks? What the hell?
It's not about dog dicks, Miel.
It is, though.
All right.
You can sing Rockets Red back to back and not go dog dick.
Red. Yeah. No, I can't.
Red Rockets. Yum.
I heard that in my head and I was like, nah, we don't need to go there.
Sorry, came right out. Just like thanks. Red Rockets.
Stop it. Red, stop it. We will keep her bright blazon forever unstained.
Yeah,
so
she wears a blazer. Statue of Liberty, she's wearing a blazer. I don't know if you've seen it.
Her bright blazon.
And by 1861, they were like, I don't know about that robe anymore. She's wearing a toga. That's kind of Greek. She's American. We should wear a blazer.
Yeah.
Lady
the most
Liberty.
American.
Lady Liberty, now that we're... Never mind, I'm going to get political again. We should just chisel her again so she's wearing like a cool little blazer power suit. Wouldn't
she
that
should
be
have
cool?
sunglasses.
Lady Liberty should have sunglasses.
The sun's shining right in her face. She's got a torch constantly lighting up.
Yeah,
just give her a lighter
thing,
also.
Right? If there's one thing that like all Americans can agree on, it's that we like to be comfortable.
We like to be comfortable.
Sunglasses and a big old hat.
We don't like to be painted green.
Honestly, if it was like an indicator of most Americans, it should have like one of those little like spinny hats on. Those are fun.
Yeah.
We love those here.
We love those.
Or
and it should be like
hat.
Functional.
Yeah, we want multifunction use. She should be wearing those zip-off cargo pants.
Absolutely. And
like
she should have
poncho.
Pockets full of granola bars.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? See, I feel seen now. I feel seen mm-hmm. now. This song, I don't
we
feel like
punch
it makes
up
sense.
The Statue of Liberty.
Let's re-chisel it, dude. Can you chisel?
No.
Bro.
But honestly, most Americans can't chisel. So who better to chisel than the average American who can't chisel?
It's not like we're qualified to do this podcast. Why
correct.
Not?
This hadn't stopped us before.
I mean, Michelangelo. More
hack.
Like Miel Demiolo.
Yep. There it is. Punched up even Michelangelo's name.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry, Michelangelo. You thought you weren't going to get taken down today? Bitch. Sistine Chapel. We're like,
you know
Sissy
what?
Chapel.
While we're just offending everyone in the world, let's go for it. Michelangelo,
let's go for it.
Suck my puss, dude.
That's not... What the fuck are we doing? Okay. Is that all of the verses?
That's everything.
That's all the verses.
We've broken ourselves down. What are you?
Sorry, Michelangelo.
I feel broken down.
We're going to get a letter from Michelangelo.
His estate's going to be like, just so you know, not allowed to see David.
Don't you ever come to Italy.
We're not allowed in there, baby. Mm-hmm. Just 2 packs. I wanted to see a big old dick. And I don't mean proportionately because, like, obviously it's not that big. But, like, just the life-size nature of it is a huge dick.
Why don't you just go see a dog?
Oh, that's a Red Rocket.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that back up. Do you know the songs about dog dicks? In my head, Francis Scott Key, he's talking about a flag, but really the thing he kept looking at was the dog dick.
Yeah.
He was like, there's a dog over there with a really big boner in the middle of this war. And
I would understand.
I can't stop looking at it.
I would 1,000% understand someone being like, I'm sorry, I know there's a war going on, but look at that dog with that huge boner. Like,
that's something, like, listen, personally, I have a harder time looking away from than a flag.
Yes, it's like, it's half concealed, it's half disclosed.
And, like, again, no disrespect, because, like, even if the flag that I was saluting was exclusively representing things that were super important to me that my friends had died for.
Yes.
I still would be looking at it less than a dog dick. I just want to know what it looks like. I don't
Correct.
Know.
It is.
It's like a dog pooping. Like, you look.
Also.
You look every time.
Look, I know that this was 1814, but you've probably seen a flag a few times, man.
How many flags have you seen?
How many flags have you seen that you're still just like, wow, what a thing to see in the middle of a war? I swear to God, if I'm fighting and I see a dog dick, I'm going, oh, bah, we got to. What is going? Hey, I know we're. Pause. Time out real quick.
Brief truce.
5 minutes. Look at that dog's dick.
Look at that dog's dick. And then everyone laughs, and we're like, oh, we don't need to fight.
The dog dick.
I've moved on.
I'm talking about. I didn't want to do a British accent. I needed something very.
When have we ever fought France?
Good heavens.
Did we fight France in the War of 1812? I don't remember. Probably.
No.
Let's just say, jury's out.
Okay, fine. Let me redo the accent. Good heavens. That dog's dick is mighty crimson.
So we fought Jamaica.
What the fuck? That is Britain.
Good heavens.
Good heavens. Good heavens, man. That's Jamaican. Fine. Who is a country we fought whose accent I can do that is not racist?
You think it's racist to a British accent?
Oh, no.
You just
I'm just saying
one.
I thought I could.
Good heavens. That good dog's heavens. Got a mighty penis.
That's the worst British.
Well, good heavens, that dog's got a huge penis. It's Australian.
Penis? Penis? Oh, great.
Well, that dog's got a huge dick.
What are we doing?
I'm sorry.
I can see the drop off in listenership.
I know.
In
it's,
my
you know
head.
Why? I know what it is. It's first of all that we sang this whole song. I'm already loopy, feeling high from the performance. Because, you know, once you perform,
just feel the
juices.
Yeah.
Then the patriotism is just my blood is surging through my red.
It's not just red anymore. It's blue and white.
It's blue and red. Yeah. And on top of that, teetering around, trying not to say offensive shit. I'm just not even talking.
We're just
gonna
keep it
anymore.
To dog dicks. Nothing offensive. Just dog dicks.
So that's how we got here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So should we just move on?
Let's. I think that's ultimately. I have issues that I don't want to sing about a flag. I don't want to sing the songs. It's too hard to sing. It's the words are confusing and there's too many of them.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
I will
the problem
say
with the song.
Yes.
And it's like racist for sure.
Right. Yeah. No. There are like systemic problems. Biggest problem is that it's about a flag. However, in doing the punch up, there were two things I thought about. I was like, a lot of people really do respect the flag, despite our feelings about it. People love the flag. People love the idea that our national anthem is celebrating a universal icon, and especially people in the South love this. So I was like, I don't want to take this away from the South musically. I don't want to change this to be about other things. And I was also just like, I don't want to be it to be about what I think America is, because then I'm like, well, that will get offensive.
Right.
So I literally just rewrote it with the same meaning.
Oh, my God.
I use the same music.
Oh, my God.
But I just was like, I'm not changing it. I just wanted to update it a little bit.
Okay.
To what it should be now.
Okay.
So.
It's being played on a gramophone.
Not anymore.
Oh, shit.
To honor America.
Oh, shit.
Let's rise for our national anthem. With a flag at.
Let it wave on high, cause I ain't seen that shit waving since late last night when we were shooting off fireworks, shooting the Brits, and they were running off.
Probably cause they're flagging shit.
Fuck Britain, fuck a hireling, and fuck a slave. Except the ones that we use, cause they were fucking great. The casualties of war can be tragic, but I just killed a bunch of motherfuckers.
Let me see that fabric.
Hands up for the stars and the stripes, man. Now back to the way that we were.
March Streisand.
And if we gotta kill more, you know we'll do it again. Do it just to watch it blow in the wind. 6 white stripes, 7 red, that's my shit. You can celebrate the flag or you can suck my dick. It's the land of the free and the home of the brave. Except for all those slaves.
We still got them.
Okay, now where'd the Brits go? The ones who said war was really bad, were they really right?
I think so.
You stupid dummies got doo-doo brains. And what the fuck is with your flag, man? That shit's insane. You probably lost because your flag sucks. We won because the good Lord shining light down on us. Thank Big you. Ups to God. We love the support and we're gonna pay you back.
Doing way more war.
But only when we say that it's fair.
Whatever that means.
Yo, get that flag in the air. Don't even take it down. You can let it stay because it reminds me of killing people yesterday. I wish the Britain had to see it flying overhead. And where them Brits at anyway?
Oh, they dead.
That's what happens when you fuck with the American side. Wave that motherfucking flag. That's American pride. Flag shit.
Salute it! I hope you were all kneeling in your cars. Mio is like upset.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Can I hear it again?
Hell yeah. Bad? You love America that much? Let's do this.
Hey guys, Demi here. I'm speeding this part up in post so that you don't have to hear the song again. But if you want to, as always, it's on the website. Alright, back to talking about dog dicks.
That's American pride. Flag shit.
Oh my god, dude. That's just a good rap song. That's just a good rap song.
That's what the national anthem should be.
How do you sing that?
You just rap it.
So that's not meant to be sung along to.
No.
That's just meant like to listen to in like a stadium.
And also just bring rappers out to sing it. Let me go sing the national anthem.
You just made the national anthem something that I would want to play at a party.
Good. 4th of July is coming up. You're having that barbecue. It's time to salute the flag the real way.
Oh my god. And you can download this, yes?
Yes.
Punchupthejam.com/jams?
Yes.
Oh my god. Dude, I'm flabbergasted. I very rarely am flabbergasted. I'm flabbergasted. That is legitimately a good song. I don't know why you're doing comedy. You could easily just be a rapper.
Stop telling me to stop doing comedy. You just want me out.
Well, I want your job.
Yeah, sure.
But I want you to know that you're actually a good rapper.
How oh, thank you changed you so much.
How you changed the rhythm throughout that, and then the call and response with the fucking Barbara Streisand and the Still Got Him. Oh my god.
The ad-libs are very fun.
I wish I had a bigger response for you, but I am genuinely so stunned. I did not expect you to do that. I will say it's so funny that you thought that the rockets were fireworks.
I did, yeah.
Because I
just assumed.
I was like, wait, is he talking about the war? Is he talking about, like, today? And then there was one other line I got a question about. Okay, I remember what I was going to say.
What?
The British flag is tight, though.
No, it's not.
You don't think that's
it's
a good-looking
so
flag?
Weird. I don't want... I genuinely think, like, the Union Jack is a bad design, too.
Sorry. Wait, what flag do you like? Any
know.
Of them? Japan's got a good flag.
Japan has a great flag. Is it just the European Union that has that... It's like... The yellow stars and the blue, and it's like in a circle, kind of.
I don't even know what you're talking
I think
about.
California's flag is dope.
I don't like the colors. The white. Well, white flag's just going to get dirty.
That's true.
Look good.
I do think any flag that's just like three colors, like France or Italy, I'm just like, that's good.
Yeah, but they all look like each other.
That's the one problem.
Yeah.
It just feel like they all claimed the colors.
Yeah, like, it goes red, white, green, and then green, white, red. That's a different one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which ones are which.
That's
amazing. If the goal was to make the national anthem a party anthem, you mm-hmm. fucking, you did it.
It should be. It should be an anthem.
I can tell you've been listening to a lot of the music you showed me yesterday.
Yes. That was part
What's
of
it. What's it called?
Bounce music?
Bounce music.
I've been listening to like a lot of New Orleans bounce music, and I was just kind of like, well, this is what it's going to be.
It's the best party music.
It's the best party music. You cannot just stand still when you hear it.
No, it gets people dancing.
Which brings us to...
You can't punch this.
Because, oh, no, damn it. I was going to do a different Unpunchable. It's fine. I'll save the
do
bounce
it.
One for next week.
Oh.
Okay, just tell me, should I do the bounce one or should I do the one I was going to do?
Do the one you're going
to
do.
Okay. A great song I've listened to that is like a country song, and it's rare that I feel like I really like country music,
uh-huh.
although it's kind of like country disco, is Kacey Musgraves' High Horse. Have you heard it?
Uh-uh.
It's so, so good. It's just like weirdly bouncy, and it's all just about like, you know, sometimes you meet someone who just thinks they're the shit, and you just hate them because they treat themselves like they're shit.
Yeah.
The shit. So it's like, get the fuck out of town. You suck.
Oh my god,
you
I love that.
You and your high horse.
That's crazy. I didn't even listen to any country.
I don't really. Someone else recommended it to me, and then I listened to that song, and I really liked it. And then she was on, like, SNL, and she's been blowing up.
Sheesh.
Sheesh. Indeed.
I thought it was going to be a tie-in to the 4th of July. I guess country kind of is.
Yeah, I don't really have a specific... I was like, Radiohead's the national anthem? I will say, though, Lana Del Rey's national anthem and Radiohead's national anthem are both better than the national anthem.
I agree. So. And you know what? I don't know either of those songs. Well, oh, no, I do know Radiohead.
I was like, you heard.
I do know that
also,
one.
Also, I was just like, there's no way I'm going to find a song I like from 1814, so I'm not doing the fucking same year thing anymore. Sorry.
Danny Boy, the pipes are calling.
Danny Boy is good.
I don't know when that's from. What if I chose like the Game of Thrones theme song?
If you did, that'd be understandable. That's Ramin Djawadi. I don't know.
Ramin, yeah.
Yeah, or Ramin.
I don't know how I do. I don't know how you say his name.
No, probably not. Ramen.
I wanted to choose a song that feels like it would be appropriate on a 4th of July party playlist.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, the song that's like, oh shit, summer has arrived, take off your shoes, get in the pool, and get a drink in your damn hand.
Yeah.
Or, you know, ice water, whatever. Doesn't have to be an alcoholic drink.
A drink.
For me, LaCroix.
Sure.
Is that true?
Get a LaCroix in your damn hand.
Anyway, that song for me is Love and Happiness by Al Green.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's a great song. And it's got this like little guitar lick.
Yes.
It just makes me want to relax out in the sun.
There are some songs that have been like so co-opted by like Target ads and shit that I'm always just like, I have to think of that when I hear it. But that song, I'm like, no matter how many times I hear it, I'm always just going to be like, I don't want to buy a pair of fucking denim jeans. I'm just enjoying the flow of this, like, love and happiness.
Has it been used for a Target ad?
Not Target specifically, but, like, definitely a commercial.
Oh, man,
I've
missed that. Well,
you're in luck.
Because now, for me, it's just a good Al Green song.
I feel like there was a period of time where every, like, popular song from between, like, 1970 to, the early 90s was used in, ads for like Walgreens or something, where it's like you can't remember what it was, or like the Chips Ahoy thing.
Dude, I can't hear "This Will Be" without thinking of eHarmony.
Yeah, and I hate when they do it so well that you can remember what the brand is.
Ugh, I mean, that's what they're trying to do, but I'm like, make a song of your own, scumbag. Right. Hire my dad.
hire Mr. Bredo.
He's long retired, but hire him anyway to make him feel good.
Give him enough money that it comes out of retirement.
Demi, what are you plugging today?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, have a good 4th of July.
Dude, honestly, be safe and please don't shoot fireworks off if you're in a drought area.
Yes.
It's so dangerous.
Or if you, if you know you live around dogs, just be careful.
Yeah.
Fucking
honestly,
respect the little puppies.
You know what? Maybe don't do fireworks.
Don't do fireworks!
Maybe it's better for animals and veterans to not do fireworks. And I don't know, I think that they deserve a little bit of love. Personally, that's a controversial statement, I know.
It is very controversial of you to say that the veterans deserve love. But you know what? Just because it's 4th of July, I'm going to agree with you. I think, should we say it together?
Veterans deserve love. And dogs.
And dogs.
Not to put them in the same category.
We're not going
to
even say what order that deserves to be in. Just both of those groups deserve respect and love.
Point is, be safe.
Be safe.
Leave us an iTunes review.
Yep. Go to punchupthejam.com.
Tweet nice things at us.
At punchupthejam.
Look at pictures of us.
At punchupthejam on Instagram.
And that's literally all I'm asking. Is that so much to say?
And I'm also just throwing in, you know, love America your way.
Honestly, America brave, am I right?
America the brave, indeed.
And also, let's get Statue of Liberty in a blazer.
Get it? Yes.
And some hot
Sign
pants.
Our petition, which is not real.
I want to see Lady Liberty and some joggers.
Yes.
A comfortable jogger with room to
Put
breathe.
Put some fucking Crocs on those feet.
Sister hasn't taken a shower in 100 years.
Yeah,
she's crusty.
She's stanky. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Now let's get political. I think that the American...
Okay, that was
Punch the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Hey,
Punch the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Good heavens, that dog's got a mighty penis.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.